Hi there. The word for you today is, don't embarrass Jesus. In John 18, verse 19, we read the high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and about his doctrine. Now think about this. If Jesus, quote, can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, can he be embarrassed also by our actions and attitudes? Think about it. How embarrassing when Mary and Joseph interrupted him as a 12-year-old boy sitting in the temple, confounding its best scholars. They took him away saying, "We thought we'd lost you. You had us worried to death." Or how embarrassing to stand up in your home church and announce that you're the Messiah. Then of people you grew up with, march you out of town and try to throw you off a cliff? Or how embarrassing when Jesus told Jairus that his dead daughter was merely sleeping and those in the house laughed him to scorn? Okay, now think about this. When the high priest asked Jesus about his doctrine, he replied, "Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard me." Whereupon one of the officers standing next to Jesus slapped him in the face. How embarrassing. But the supreme moment of embarrassment in the life of Jesus Christ may well have been when the high priest asked him not about his doctrine, but about his disciples. Where were they? Judas betrayed him. Peter denied him. And the rest ran for cover. What could he say? So here's the question. Is your character, your conduct, and your commitment to Christ a source of joy to him or a source of embarrassment? Gandhi once said, if Christians would really live according to the teachings of Christ, all of India would be Christian today. So when it comes to doctrine, you may stand tall, but when it comes to your discipleship, where do you stand?